best part of working on this project with Graham Taylor is that you never knew what was going to happen. So during the interview process, I was in London, and we're driving along, and Graham is about to speak at a room full of school children. We get this call from the BBC. Graham, it's the BBC. It's World Book Day, and we don't have anyone scheduled to be on the program, so you got to come down. You come down here at midnight. And not only we're going to interview you, but you're going to write first two pages of a book in the middle of the night and do this. And we've been driving all day, and we've got this 70-year-old former mortician chauffeur who's downing Red Bull. And we're thinking, and he's thinking we're going to be home by 9 o'clock. Instead, where it's midnight, we're down at the BBC, and we're doing this story crazy. And he keeps telling the hosts, my friend Bob is outside. I'm going to go talk to him and write this thing with him. So they think he's joking. So finally he comes in, and I'm on the BBC with him. We're writing the story. And we got home about 2 in the morning, or no, 4 in the morning. And I tried to sleep in a limousine on the way home. And I looked over, and our driver named Bob had just popped open another Red Bull. And I look over, and he's going 100 miles an hour at 3 in the morning down this highway. I think, there's on the M1, I think there's no way I'm going to fall asleep. So Graham and I are sitting there. How are you, Bob? You awake? And things like that happened all the time. You just never knew what was going to happen. His whole life is like that. You could not have planned this out. And if he had planned it, it wouldn't have come out as anywhere near as good.